Okay, today's daf was Erevin daf Tesvav. Itmar, Lechi Omer Me'elav. If the Lechi happens to be at the entrance of Mavud, but wasn't put there for halachic reasons, and before Shabbos starts, the guy intends to use the already standing Lechi to allow carrying in the Mavud, Abayi Omer Havi Lechi. Abayi says it's still a valid Lechi. Rav Omer Lo Havi Lechi. It's not a valid Lechi. The Gemara brings four proofs that a Mechitza Omer Me'elav, a wall that's there naturally without being placed for the purpose of making a partition, is still halachically considered a wall. The proofs come from cases of Sukkah with trees as walls, a wall of reeds used to enclose a well, a tree that forms a canopy, and a wall over an area, a canopy and a wall over an area for Erech Shabbos, and establishing Shabbos residence on a mound or in a cleft in a rock. First three proofs are rejected because each case may be speaking about situations where the trees were planted for the purpose of making mechitza. The last proof, though, stands since mounds and clefts and rocks aren't man-made partitions, so they couldn't have been made for the purpose of mechitza. Based on the last proof, the Gemara concludes that the mechitza, kuliyam lo pligi. Everybody agrees that a mechitza home made of a partition that was unintentionally made for halachic purposes is a valid mechitza. Abaye and Rava only argue about a lechi. Abaye, who holds that a lechi works mishum mechitza, because it's considered to be a wall, holds that a lechi omer me'elav is good, because it's just like a mechitza. Rav holds that a lechi works mishum hekera, because it serves as a reminder, would say that a mechitza omer me'elav may be good, but a lechi omer me'elav is not good, since it can't be a good reminder if it wasn't put there on purpose. The Gemara makes three attempts to prove who's correct in Machlok Sabai and Rav. First, the Brisa says that bricks that protrude from a wall within three tefachim of each other can combine, using lavud, to form a lechi. This seems to prove that Abaye is correct, since these bricks don't seem to have been put there on purpose. The Gemara rejects that proof because maybe they were built in this way for the purpose of making a lechi, and the Brisa is just teaching that even though it looks like it's being left that way to add more bricks later, it's still a proper lechi, a proper reminder. Second, the Brisa teaches that a bent wall, where the wall itself serves as a lechi, apparently even though it wasn't made for the purpose for the purpose of being a lechi. The Gemara rejects that because it may also be talking about a case where it was built dafka in this way for the purpose of making lechi, and it's just teaching that even though the lechi isn't visible from the inside of the mavui, it's near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim, it still counts as a valid lechi. Finally, Rav once told the Shamash not to rely on a palm tree as a lechi, since they hadn't relied on using it as a lechi from before Shabbos, implying that had they been relying on it, the tree would have been a valid lechi, even though it wasn't put there on purpose, clearly supporting Abaye. In fact, Rashi points out that this is one of the six cases of Yal Kagam, where we pass like Abaye against Rava. But kol osan lechiayin, the Mishnah lists three things that, according to some Tanaim, even a living thing like an animal can be valid for. A lechi, even though Rameir argues about that. A golel, a tomb cover, which can be metame things. Rameir argues in that one too, and is metaher. And as a parchment for a get, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi Aglili argues in that one. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Rabbanan each arrive at their understanding of the halacha about what a get can be written on from the pasuk of the Kasavla Sefer Prisos. Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns the Kasavla teaches that you can write on even things that aren't parchment like a Sefer. Sefer teaches that it must be written on something similar to a Sefer, and that it's not food or something living. The juxtaposition of the words Sefer Prisos teach that she can only get divorced with a get and not with money, even though money can be used for kiddushin. And the fact that the Torah uses krisos instead of the shorter term kares teaches that the get must be kores bein olavena, a complete severance of ties between the husband and the wife. The Rabbanan learn, Sefer just teaches that the get should tell the story of the divorce. The Kasavla teaches that she cannot get divorced with money. Sefer Krisos teaches that it must permanently sever the ties between the husband and the wife. And the Rabbanan don't think the fact that the Torah uses the longer word Krisos as opposed to Kares is significant at all. Kares Krisos lo mashmalu. Shayara Shechansa Bebeka. The Mishnah gives the minimum requirement for a mechitza using a case of a caravan that encamps in a wide open field. There are three basic requirements. It has to be 10 tefachim tall, has to have more wall than breeches, and cannot have open spaces of more than 10 amos. Itmar parutz ka'omer, if the open space is exactly the same amount as the fencing, is a machlokas. Rav Papa amar mutter, it's a kasher mechitza. Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yehoshua amar aser, that it's not a kasher mechitza. The Gemara goes on to bring many sources to prove who's correct in this machlokas, the first two of which appear in today's daf, in Erev and daf Tezvav. The first proof is left as a question on Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yehoshua because the Braisa only invalidates a mechitza where pirtzos yaseiros al abinyan, the breaches are more than the wall, but if they're the same, the implication is that it's okay. That's the Chazar of Erev and daf Tezvav.